Yes, really. Really? You're gonna make me say it again? Okay, here it goes. I really super want to do this. I want to be the thing that you obsess over, day and night, especially with how sweet you are, especially with how much.
Patient 71 to room 9, please.
Nope, not us. We're 73. Anyway, like I was saying, I know every couple thinks that they invented sex. Like, we're doing things for each other that nobody else has ever thought of in the history of the world. Which is arrogant, right? I mean, I think the Romans had debauchery pretty much covered. But still, it feels special to us. You make me feel special. So I want to be special. I mean, I know I'm special, in the same way everyone's special, right? Oh, okay, look at her. Fuck, did you see her? She's so radiant. If you dipped her in gold, that one would be a prize-winning statue. I mean, I guess she looked a little vacant, and that guy holding her leash, she never seemed to take her eyes off of him. But babe, she was just so. Fuck, she looked like a gymnast with like porn curves or something. And the way she swayed her ass when she went past us, that's what I want for you. That's what I want to be.
Patient 72 to prep room 11, please.
That's not us either. Well, like I said, I want to be glossy, like her. Your perfect woman, your bimbo, and this bimbo factory, they can do that for me. It's all in the pamphlet I showed you. Remember the one last night? They'll give me the perfect body. And they can teach me how to do, like, all the best stuff, you know? Like, the best positions? Like that Kama Sutra stuff, or something. I don't know. And then they also offer, like, seminars or something at the end of the procedure. It's supposed to help with, like, sexual inhibitions and, like, building confidence or something. And, you know, I've always struggled with, like, confidence in the bedroom, so this could be really good for us. Did you see how big her hips were? And her tiny waist? They turned that woman into a wasp. After we get this done, I think I'm gonna have to insist on a little discretion, at least until I break it to my parents. Well, discretion, like lots of baggy sweatshirts and loose jeans for a while, around our friends too. I mean, if I come out looking like that woman, all thighs and bust and doe eyes, it's gonna start rumors. By rumors, I mean my parents will accuse you of dumping me in a river and replacing me with a sentient sex doll. And I don't think either of us want that. Yes, babe. Yes, I want to do this. I'm totally into it. Let's just keep it on the down low for a while. Frumpy clothes for a few months, please. And no crazy nicknames. Like, no weird dirty talk names. Even if I look like a walking porn magazine, I still want to be treated like me. So, like, don't call me mommy or baby girl. That'd just be a little weird.
Patient 73 to prep room 4, please.
Okay, that's us. Oh, and aside from birthdays, daddy is still off limits. You got that? Thanks, babe. And, okay. So since they called her number, do you maybe want to come back to the room with me to keep me company? Yeah, it's allowed. I think they encourage it, actually. Okay, let's go. So, do we just go in? Oh, okay. This is kind of creepy, right? Shiny black floor, white walls. Somebody probably told the decorator, make it look like we're walking into an iPhone.
Welcome to Radiant Mate, creating the perfect partner out of an imperfect you. We see that you have designated your new handler. If they're in the room with you, please say yes.
Handler.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. If your handler is in the room with you, please say yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, I need to remind you of Radiant Mate's new patient policies, which you can skip at any time if you've already signed a user agreement. For legal reasons, the Radiant Mate procedure is considered a neurologically impairing procedure, which can result in slightly decreased cognitive performance, decreased inhibitions, and increased dependence on your handler. As such, state law requires that you be informed of.
Skip.
Please proceed to the Neo-Gen Shape Chamber.
Holy shit. I did not see that on the ceiling, did you? Don't lie. I can tell when you're caught off guard. So, I guess I just step inside? No biggie. Just get in the pod that looks like a double D battery, with strategically placed windows to show off my goodies. Speaking of which, would you mind looking away? I know, you've seen me before, lots of times, but this is just kind of awkward, undressing in front of you, I mean. Especially since it's going to be the last time you'll see me as, you know, me, the old me. Thanks. And thank you for checking if I want to go through with this. I still do, really. I saw how this woman in the lobby made you stare. And I'm glad you're here, because it confirms some things for me. And I need to be your perfect girl. I want to be your perfect girl. So, let's do this. Oh, wow, it's kind of chilly in here. All this technology and they couldn't even put a heater in their pods. Oh, shit.
Handler, please select your ideal Radiant Mate physique.
Okay, so we picked the modest, slim, and shapely body presence, right?
For breasts, you can select from modest, large, or excessive. For body, you can select from slim, square, or curvy. For hips and muscle taper, you can select from narrow, shapely, or thick.
Tell them modest breasts, slim body, and shapely taper.
Thank you, handler. You have selected excessive, curvy, and thick. Initiating shape chamber.
Oh my god, you're such a fucking dick. When we get this redone, you're paying for... Fuck. It's warm. Oh god, it kind of hurts. Like, I can feel my skin getting tight and hot and, like, moving. But it also feels, like, kind of good. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. My boobs are getting so fucking big. Don't look at them, you asshole. Computer, stop the process. Stop. Halt. Pause. Fuck, where the... Oh. Ow. My ass, my hips, everything. It's getting so round. God, it's too tight in here. It feels like I'm wearing this pod. Open it up. It's too tight. Where's the hatch release? Fuck, babe. Help me. Get out.
Thank you, handler. Your selections, excessive, curvy, and thick, have been processed.
Processed? Fuck you. I just got turned into a sack of water balloons on a mannequin. Babe, how crazy do I look? Like, is it really obvious that I had work done? Fuck, babe, I really wanted to give you a sexier me, but this is a little extreme. What are people gonna think when they see me? They'll be like, hey, look at that piece of bimbo meat walking around with him. I mean, isn't that what you thought when you saw those girls in the lobby? Won't strangers think that about me? Oh god, what are my parents gonna think?
Please proceed to the mirror.
Mirror? I don't see a... Oh, well, it's foggy. What good is a foggy mirror?
Please place both hands on either side of the mirror to activate.
Alright, fine. I'm doing it. Just let me see how crazy you look with these insane hips and tits. What the... Hey, what the fuck? Why are there handcuffs on a mirror?
Handler, please select eyes, eyebrow set, and resting facial position.
Okay, babe. Normal. We want normal.
If you would like the Radiant Mate default, plump lips, surprised eyes, and eager tongue out position, please say yes.
Just cosmetics. We already decided when we did the paperwork. We just want the basic cosmetics. Nothing special.
You have selected the Radiant Mate default. Plump lips, surprised eyes, eager tongue out position. Handler, please stand back.
Wait. Do I look okay? Please, unfog the mirrors so I can see it. Oh, sweet fuck.
Handler, please confirm the modifications with a physical inspection. Place index fingers under the cheeks, and swirl upward and out to expose the lips and gums.
What? Fucking inspection? Babe, wait, I can just hold my mouth open. You don't need to... Okay. Yeah, uh-huh. Fuck off. I'm not a fucking horse reader to inspect my teeth and flanks. No, my tongue is fine too. Don't stick your... There. Happy now? God. Fuck. Babe. What? Babe, my tongue is sticking out. Babe, I can't keep my tongue in my mouth unless I'm concentrating. Otherwise, it just has to hang. It just starts hanging out whenever I'm thinking. And my eyebrows, they're high and out. And I'm confused. Are you laughing? Look, it's not fucking funny. Look at me. I look like a total ditz. This is a mistake. Babe, let's go back. Let's go to the lobby and get this shit reversed. Get our refund. Do you hear that? We want to cancel the procedure.
Modifications can only be reverted after program completion. Please continue to the next room.
Wait, there's more? We have to keep going to undo shit? Fuck.
Please continue to the next room.
Fuck it, fine. Why not? At least we'll see how crazy this shit gets before we have it all reversed. Just remember, babe. The tits and ass can stay, but this dumb bimbo face... Fuck. This dumb bimbo face is gone the second we get back to the lobby. Got it?
Please, locate a uniform in your size.
I mean, I guess if you ignore the shiny walls and the floor, it kind of looks like a school gymnasium, doesn't it? Except, instead of a towel rack, it's a rack of whatever the fuck these are. Is this supposed to be, like, skin-tight latex or something? And how the fuck am I supposed to know my size? I've turned my body from an hourglass into a parade float. Okay. This one kind of fits, sort of. At least around my hips. God, it's really fucking tight on the waist and my bust. Fuck, I can barely zip it up. Ugh. Holy fuck. It's too tight. Like, it's squeezing out everything, everywhere. God. Oh, and it's kind of hard to breathe.
The Supersuit Tension Uniform was designed to provide rapid muscle enhancement and counter-resistance while performing sexual acts.
Counter-resistance training? What? Huh?
Please, follow along with the movements displayed on the overhead screen. The muscle-strengthening positions will help you attain peak performance.
Peak performance? It just shows a woman on her knees giving a blowjob. Babe, this is silly, right? You don't think blowjobs require some super-duper peak performance shit, do you? I mean, I guess I'll do it, if you really think we need it. But it's a little hard to kneel in this suit. Ah, okay. Especially with these new breasts and this big ass. Is it jiggling, even in the skin-tight material? God, this is so embarrassing.
Please begin the exercise as it's displayed.
Exercise? Come on, it's just a blowjob. See, babe? I got this. It's just like last Valentine's. Or your birthday. You like how I give birthday blowjobs, don't you?
Please continue the exercise as it's displayed.
I mean, we're not really into that rough stuff, so I don't think we need to develop. Wait, fuck, babe, take it. Fuck, wait. I can feel the suit squeezing my thighs and my neck. And my muscles are burning. Babe, calm down. Like I've been all fucking... Wait. Are my thighs getting bigger? My neck feels really hot whenever you pull out of it. And my knees and my thighs, they feel stronger. This is so weird. If I could stay down here all day, worshiping his cock. Look, babe, the screen changed. It just looks like the man's cock is stuffed down her throat, but he's not really taking it all the way up. I'm getting spit all over the shiny suit. Fuck, the suit is squeezing my lungs. Holy shit, I'm not saying I like this. I think this shit is all degrading, but... And the picture... Look, it changed again. But this doesn't make sense. Now it's showing a bunch of positions, but they're all rotating. Doggy, standing, missionary. I don't even know what that one's called, or that one. Is that one, like, Karma Sutra? You can't possibly do all of those, babe. You'd need, like, a robot or something to even get me in that type of position. Of course they have a fucking robot. Holy shit. Holy shit, put me down. I'm not supposed to bend like that. Ow, ow.
Please continue the exercise as it's displayed.
What exercise? It's just a woman getting fucked in every position. Babe? Fuck, really? How are you turned on by this? Oh my god, and... Oh my god, it's twisting me around, holding me up for you to fuck. This is so fucked up. I'm not some fucked wife in a ruin. Holy shit. Oh fuck, no. Don't stop. It's never felt like this before. Wait, don't move me yet. Wait, why does this feel so good? Having my thighs lifted so you can grind yourself against my cheese ball. Fuck. Fuck. I feel so exposed having this thing spread me open. Babe, the screen, it's changing again. Oh, fuck. Look at me, all my legs are dangling. Like I'm your limp little fuck doll. Babe, this is crazy. Fuck. I can feel you twitching. Babe, are you gonna come? Babe, wait, you're not wearing a condom. I'm not on birth control. Babe, you're not. Oh, fuck. Fuck it, please do it. Please, babe, come inside me. Fuck me, fill me up, babe. Please, baby, fill me up your fuck toy. Please. Right, of course. Even a male robot goes to sleep when he's finished. Fuck, babe. That was... Holy fuck. You know when I said I was your fuck toy? I was just getting into it. You know that, right, babe?
Please continue to the next room. Handler, be advised that the patient must continue without assistance.
What? Like, he can't help me walk?
Please continue to the next room.
Wait, babe, you'll help me, right? Oh my gosh, it's not funny. My legs are jello, and this suit, it's insane. I can barely get up. What am I supposed to do? Crawl? That is shitty. So that's what this is about, isn't it? I'm supposed to crawl alongside you? Fine. Fucking crawling, alright? Is this my place? To crawl alongside my man? Oh, this facility is so fucking stupid. Oh my god. How much longer? Oh god. This is too much. I can't go any farther. Not even crawling. Oh, is that a chair? Babe, could you help me, please? I just want to sit for a second. The voice doesn't say I can't sit, right? I think it's okay. Okay. This place kind of looks like a classroom, doesn't it? Except everything's black and white, and there's only one desk. And this chair's kind of short. Might as well be sitting on a shoebox. But I guess it's better than nothing.
Please repeat the word that appears on the wall in front of you.
Daddy? Oh, very fucking funny. I'm not doing that again. No, I'm not saying that shit. I already said it in the lobby, and you know I hate crazy nicknames. Did the chair just move back? Oh, fuck, that is cold. Holy fuck. It's like having my neck held by a giant robot collar.
Please repeat the word that appears on the wall in front of you.
Seriously? God, fine, I'll say it. Daddy, happy now, you sadistic bitch?
Long-term compliance serum being administered. Please hold still.
Ow, what the fuck?
Please repeat the word that appears on the wall in front of you.
Okay, if you take the collar off, I'll say it.
Please repeat the word that appears on the wall in front of you.
Daddy.
Again, please.
Daddy.
Again, please.
Daddy.
Handler, to guarantee compliance, please use the subject's mouth sexually.
Daddy, wait, I said it. Daddy.
Please, do not strain against the assist arm. Do not resist while your handler uses you. Repeat the words that appear on the wall.
Master. Sir. Yes, sir. Please, Master, use my throat. Please, Master. I will be with your fuck toy. Master, please, yeah. Use my mouth. Please. It's my mouth. So, please use your fuck toy's mouth. So, fuck toy needs your mouth filled. Please, sir. Cock.
Please continue to the next room.
Wait, just a little bit more, please. I need it. I need a little bit more, Daddy.
Please continue to the next room.
Ma'am, excuse me? Wait, the arm's detached, but the collar's still on. Ma'am?
Please continue to the next room.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. I can walk now, but I think I'd rather crawl. Look at all the pretties.
At Radiant Mate, we provide a full wardrobe to fit your new lifestyle and the new you. You may select one outfit to wear while leaving the lab. The rest will be shipped to the residence listed on your intake form.
Oh, sir, can I take off this skin tight suit and put on something more skimpy for you? Huh? Yeah, I guess I remember what I said in the lobby. I remember saying something like, Daddy, I'm an uptight, nervous, goody girl, and I'm too scared to ask for what I really want. But I'm afraid it'll make me sound dumb, wanting a cock jammed all the way in me all the time. At least, I think that's what I said. But now things are different. Now I know the best thing in the world is to be used the way I was meant to be used. That's why I got this new bubble butt, and these big mommy milkers for Daddy to play with, and these sweet plump lips. And my mic tongue hangs out whenever I'm daydreaming. But now, all I can think about anytime my mind wanders is having your cock inside me. I don't know what they injected me with, but I'm so much happier now. And Daddy, Master, Sir, I really, really, really want to show off what I was made for to everyone So can I? Can your girl dress up for you? Show everyone who I belong to? Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Oh, this one is so cute. This one is just boots and chains. Wouldn't that be cute? Showing off my new thick thighs and curves. Oh, and here it is. It's an itsy bitsy wedding dress and veil. So adorable. Maybe later. Ooh, how about a schoolgirl skirt and this little blouse? If it isn't short enough, we could always pin it higher. You know, to show off my underwear. Or if you want, I could show off my bimbo slot. Ooh, what about this one? Daddy, this corset is so tight. Looks like it was made for a poodle. Oh, maid outfits. Oh, these look so nice. Please, give me one of these. They look so formal and slutty and frilly all at the same time. Can I please? I'm already wearing a collar. Maybe a maid outfit with the white hose and a pair of spiky black heels? Thank you. Okay, let me put them on.
Once a selection has been made, we encourage you to review and evaluate the modifications you have chosen today. Any calibrations or cancellations can be made at the front lobby.
No, Daddy, don't cancel anything. Please, just try me out to make sure everything is exactly how you want it. To make sure this bimbo fuck toy body is exactly what you want. Here, I'll hang onto the rack and thrust my hips towards you. Point my tits and chin towards the ceiling. That way you can get a good look at this curvy, bubbly bimbo body. I can see you getting hard again. Do you want to use me? Do you want to use your new fuck toy daddy? Go ahead, I'll let my tongue hang out and stare off into the distance while you grab my hips and fill me up. Oh, fuck, that's right. Rub your cock up and down my little slit. Yeah, fuck. Yes, please, please, please. This is what I want every day. I want to be your fuck toy 24/7. You're leaving. You're living, breathing, collar, sex doll. Please, please. Please, Daddy. Use me. That's what all these outfits are for. Just do it before you ruin me with that big, beautiful cock of yours. Keep going, fuck. Oh, this is driving me crazy. You catch me trying to reach for something in the kitchen. I want you to come up behind me and flip up my skirt. Grab my hips and thrust into me. Hold me by the neck and use the counter to get deep. Kiss my cervix with your cock, please. Oh, fuck, please. I want you to start sleeping at the foot of the bed, hugging your legs. That way I can rest my head on your lap and take your cock and nails, whatever you want. I can use it as a pacifier while I sleep. That's how often your girl wants it. I want to feel it throbbing on my tongue, even in my dreams. And you know what? If you wake up and you need to use my mouth, just do it. Reach behind my head, grab my hair, and just use me like you're fucked up. That's what I am now. Are you close? Please come inside me. Please, I want to have you come inside me. Your little pimple toy can't live without your hot sticky seat inside me. Please fill me up. Please, 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 monster. Fuck me. Put your hand on my throat. Fuck me while you hold me against the rack. Fuck me while my tongue hangs out. My eyes roll back. Fuck me after. Fuck me before fuck toy. Before you even leave the factory. Can you feel it? Can you feel my tight knot hole? It's so hard around you. Glinching. My little cunt's trying to milk your daddy. Come out. Please, please, sir. Please claim me. Make me yours, please. Thank you. Thank you, sir. out all your gum. My legs are twitching. I'm squeezing around you. I'm squeezing you too tight. Oh, fuck. I'm just looking at you stabbing thick thighs. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Oh, okay. I can let you go. Oh, that was so strange. It's like my legs wouldn't let you go. They're locked around you. Until I could feel you dripping out of me. Oh, a towel? No, I'll just pull up my panties. Because that's where Daddy's cum belongs. Inside me, on me. I want it all.
Thank you for choosing Radiant Mate, creating the perfect partner out of an imperfect you. We hope you enjoy.